Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm Mitch Carr. Thank you very much for joining us. More firefighters from the Dallas-Fort Worth area headed down to Beaumont to help out as the Imelda system continues to drop rain.
They're part of Texas A&M Task Force 1. Eight firefighters from Fort Worth have been helping with evacuations and rescues since last night. Dallas Fire Rescue sent a team of six and two boats this morning. DFR says they'll get more specific orders once they get there. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo says the situation, it's serious.
The safest thing to do is to stay home. And that is what we're asking folks to do right now. We're at a moment of life safety. And what we need the community to do is to stay where they are.
Forecasters say some areas could see up to 3 feet of rain by the time this is over. Chelsea Wade, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the highway is not the only issue. Flights in and out of Houston's airports have been delayed. So make sure you check with your airline if you have a flight headed that direction today and even tomorrow, the way things are shaping up. We'll check all of the weather situation continuing throughout the day on KRLD. The Fort Worth Police Department mourning the loss of one of its own.
Today, Fort Worth Police Detective Marty Jones lost her battle against breast cancer. Sergeant Manny Ramirez, the president of the Fort Worth Police Officers Association, says Detective Jones always kept a positive attitude.
All of her closest friends, all of her closest colleagues would only describe her as genuine.
Jones kept on working right up until the very end, and while she thought about taking medical retirement, she decided against it. She leaves behind a husband and a daughter.
Irving police looking for a man who parked at an elementary school this morning and got out with a couple of guns.
Irving police say a parent called 911 about 7 a.m. and said a man in the parking lot of Austin Elementary School got out of his car with a rifle and a handgun. Officer Robert Reeves says the school went on lockdown. Then teachers and students were evacuated to another school a few blocks away.
Our relationship with Irving ISD is critical, and we have a very good working relationship with each other.
Police searched Austin Elementary twice. They never found anyone suspicious, but some parents still came to pick up their kids, saying their kids were too scared to stay in the school.
I can't explain it because they don't know what's going to happen.
Classes then resumed, and police are now looking at surveillance video. Right now, they only know the man is white, had a beard, and was wearing a camouflage vest. Police say he was driving a maroon F-150. In Irving, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Joining us on the KRLD Newsline, Dave Scullin, CEO of Communities Foundation of Texas. And this is a big day, Dave, for thousands of nonprofits. Tell us what's going on, and is there a partial tally yet?
There is a partial tally, Mitch. I have to tell you, we are just so pumped up and excited for this day. We already have raised $17,841,000. And in addition, 8,000 of the donors have pledged a total of 335,000 hours of support. That's about 1,600 people full-time for a year. So the combination of the two, North Texas is coming out for its community, this community-wide movement.
Now, this is North Texas Giving Day. For those who perhaps are new to the area, this has been growing year after year. What did you tell me happened the first time, the first year out?
First year we raised, and we were thrilled. This is 2009, just over $4 million for about 330 nonprofits, and we were stunned by it. And we have continued to work to build the momentum and build the momentum. This community loves to help each other. And last year, we raised a record 21% increase from the prior year, $48 million. And our goal this year is we want to start have the number start with a five. And if we can make it to $50 million, we would be ecstatic. And we also want to grow our givers, the number of donors here in North Texas that support their community, from 81,000 to 100,000. That is really, really challenging. All that is possible if your listeners and friends of your listeners come in and participate.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.